Jones and Mike. Real radio for real people who are real enough to realize they really still have a few things to figure out. Jones is a hockey-playing, city-living, vegan bachelor who practices transcendental meditation when he's not biking to shows and Cub games. Mike's a beer-swilling, married father of four from suburbia. His motorcycling, marathoning, and martial arts are pretty much on the shelf while he limos children all over town to their activities for the next decade.
Sound familiar?
It's, you know, shit dudes say.
About family,
women,
philosophy,
politics,
history,
people,
money,
pop culture,
kids,
fighting,
business,
life. Join the conversation. 312-957-7210. Hashtag Jones and Mike. 24/7 worldwide at jonesandmike.com.
This hour, why do ladies have such terrible taste in men? Why don't ugly guys quit while they're ahead? And when's it time to be a straight shooter with your kid?
This is Jones and Mike. Jones and Mike.
Jones, I need your honest opinion. You're always honest with me, so I know I can get a straight, candid, transparent response from you. You'll level with me. You'll be a pal. He won't try to spare my feelings. I need to know, in your opinion, did my wife marry below her pay grade?
Oh, wow. I was trying to think what you were building up to,
yeah.
And I'm shocked. At this angle, did she? Oh, you know, I will say sometimes no.
Sometimes
there are times when you put yourself together in a way where I'm like, he's kind of handsome. Where I would think you're kind of handsome.
Oh, a yes or no would have sufficed.
No, I know. Well, I can't say yes.
I don't ever look put together, though. I don't look.
No, every once in a while there'll be something.
The light
where,
hits me a certain way.
You know what it is? Every once in a while, you'll put on adult clothes. You'll be in a position where I'll meet you at a bar afterwards to watch a game, but you'll come kind of dressed as an adult because the kids had this thing and they had this cousin who had communion, so we had to go to the church.
I have an excuse for it. Like, I don't like to look like this,
right,
so I have
then
to explain
you come,
it away.
You come over, you'll go to like either a bar or come over to my place to watch a game or something, and you'll be put together enough that you almost have a soft, rugged handsomeness to you.
A soft,
yeah, because it's never really like a rugged handsomeness. You know that.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
there
yeah.
are times when I would look at you and go, oh, I couldn't see what Jill was thinking.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you.
But then there
here's
are other
the
times where no.
Well, no. And I think that's ultimately. Why those times work out is because the rest of the time I'm such a mess.
Yes.
And like, so I set the bar so low that if I just slightly get my chin over the bar, you're like, oh, huge success.
Yes. And see, and Jill was always kind of the smaller, like cutish girl. So I think she would have had a lot of options.
She may. Yeah. And, Yeah. I there are dudes that I know and I hang around with, and I'm like, yeah, I don't know what your old lady was thinking.
Right, yes,
I don't really understand it. Maybe years ago something was different, and that's not really a cut on them. It's more of a compliment to their old lady. In my case, I don't really ever sit around pondering it, but I thought I would just get the straight dope from you this time.
Well, it's always been something that I've wrestled with as well, like women and handsome men and how they seem to get it wrong. And what I mean by that is I'm open to hanging out with a group of women and not having anyone in that group go, Brian Jones is one of the best looking guys I know. I'm open to that. I've accepted that.
You're good with it?
So, yes. Mm. And every once in a while when I hear women start to talk about, a good-looking guy, whether it's a celebrity, whether it's a friend of a friend, and they want to set this person up with someone, and I hear, like, he is so handsome. He is, oh, my God, he's so good-looking. I saw his picture. He's cute. Oh, my God, he's so cute. He's so cuter. He's cuter than his picture.
Are these, like, the millennials
work with? Well, they do that.
They're just people.
No,
women.
They, of course, they do that in the office. They're all together, and, you know, of the ones that are single, you know, they're trying to get set up, and the ones that are with someone, they're trying to set up the single people. That only makes sense. But even actually, even this week, I was hanging out with my sister and she was talking about an old friend of hers who had, she felt, married above her pay grade.
Mm.
And I know this girl from back in the day as well. And my sister kept going on about, you know, oh, he was this handsome guy. And now, you know, it's been a few years and maybe put on weight. But back in the day, blah, 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 he was super handsome. And I kind of got what she was saying because I thought, well, if this guy is really, and my sister isn't one of these like, oh, I got the vapors women. But she was kind of getting vaporish. And I was like, well,
I always associate that with like menopause.
No, so. That's like a Southern thing. Like, oh, he's giving me the vapors.
Oh, really? Oh.
Yeah.
I thought that meant you were getting hot flashes.
No. It's like an old Southern thing. Oh. Like, oh, General Cornwall, you're giving me the vapors. It's that kind of thing.
Really?
So Eileen was kind of getting the vapors. And I was like, well, okay. I like took a break at work. This thing was like in my head. I like took a break at work and I like looked this girl up on Facebook so I could see her husband.
Yeah, really creep.
I know. And, I was just, I saw him, I'm like, eh. I understood, my sister did put that little asterisk.
Mm.
In the last few years, he's put on a few pounds. But still, typically, you can see, even if a guy's gotten older or put on a few pounds, you can still look back and go, I could see what the ladies were seeing 5 years ago, 10 right. years ago, 15 years ago.
Yeah.
I was like, he just looks like a dude. Like, I don't get it. I don't get it. So I had been thinking about that all week, like, women... handsome men, how they get it wrong. Like, here's another one.
So they get it wrong. You don't think it's just that you're straight? And so maybe
your straightness
is just undeniable, which is shocking. I can't believe it.
Well, but isn't it a thing, though? I don't think it's that weird when one dude can recognize another handsome dude. In fact, when guys are like, I don't know, I'm a guy. I don't know what's a good-looking dude. It's like, dude, you're competitive. If a really George Clooney-like dude approaches your girlfriend or wife at a bar...
That's good. I like that.
You're gonna know. So let's not play this game that when, you know, you see Brad Pitt with his shirt off in the movie, he's like, I don't know, do women like that thing? I don't know, is that attractive? you know, because if a dude who looked like that and he had the tattoo sleeves and the smoldering look approached your lady at a beach and he's got the six pack blowing in the breeze, you know what's a good looking dude. You know right away. So with that in mind, I even think like on the celebrity track. You ever hear of the dude Colin Firth?
Wasn't he from the Stuttering King's Speech movie?
Yes, the King's Speech.
Yeah,
yes.
Him.
I always hear women talk about how hot he is, how
really?
Attractive he is, all the time, and it had gone on for so long, and I had heard so many women talk about how attractive Colin Firth was. I think he kind of came out back in the day when I had those two female roommates from San Antonio.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
So I was kind of more around women in kind of their own environment where it's like, oh, so-and-so, and he's hot. And did you see ER last week? Ooh. You know, I was around that more. But I always remember Colin Firth being talked about. To the point where I knew who he was, but I was sure it wasn't Colin Firth because I was like, well, I think that's... I saw a movie and Colin Firth was in it. That can't be Colin Firth because all the ladies are going crazy about Colin Firth. And he's just a regular-looking dude.
Yeah, he's no Benedict Cumberbatch.
right. Kind of another, like... I don't know. I get, like, maybe he has a quirky appeal, but women... like fawn all over that dude. And
are there any dudes that you are like, oh, I would be threatened by him?
Oh, like, oh, where I go, oh, I get it.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, of course, there's a number of dudes. Like, everyone knows, like, Tom Brady is kind of thought of as a handsome quarterback, New England Patriots. Have you ever seen his backup, though? Jimmy Garoppolo. He's actually from this area.
Yeah, Eastern Illinois guy.
Yeah.
And like Downers South or something.
Something like
yeah.
that.
Yeah, he's more my type. Brady kind of has like a creepy gay look about him that I don't like. Like he
predatorial.
Wants to rape me. Yeah, I feel like he would rape me.
But that's so Jimmy.
And I would be powerless to stop him.
Maybe a bad first name to throw out there because a lot of people would be like Jimmy Garoppolo. But since he's local, I feel comfortable putting it out there. Like Jimmy Garoppolo would be like, oh man, game over.
Does he give you the vapors?
It's not a matter of vapors. It gives me that threat vibe, that threat vapor. Where then I go, oh, threat vapor equals female vapor.
That's right.
But now I'm learning that's not true. Threat male vapor and female vapor, two different things.
Interesting. You go to DEF CON like 2 if Garoppolo comes around.
Yes, I do.
Interesting.
Indeed.
All right. The Dudes Jones Diggs next. Jones and Mike. Another Pacific Rim Omega customer speaks.
My name is Tony G. I was very impressed by taking the product and the purity of the pharmaceutical grade of the omega-3 fish oil. I really felt very, very good by taking the product as far as my mood. I noticed the collagen in my face and some of the lines that have disappeared, my nails, my hair. I highly recommend this product, Pacific Rim. I really, really enjoy the product, and I look forward to purchasing more products in the future.
Find out what Tony and thousands of other people know. Pacific Rim Omegas are the best thing you can do for your health. And get 59% off your order right now when you take advantage of this special exclusive offer. Go to radio.mydailyomega.com right now and save 59% off your order of Pacific Rim Omegas or call 877-324-4227. That's radio.mydailyomega.com. radio.mydailyomega.com.
Jones and Mike Worldwide at jonesandmike.com. 312-957-7210. Hashtag Jones and Mike.
What was that dirty pool? What I said? The Dudes Jones Diggs.
That was as soon as, like, you did that and then went right to the commercial. And I was just like, what?
I didn't have a chance to repeat that.
Son of a.
Yeah. Look, move out and let the man walk through.
Yes.
The man that Jones digs. I've taken it upon myself to go to harpersbazaar.com. It's one of my bookmarked sites where they have the 25 most beautiful men of all time. And I need you to weigh in, Jones.
Okay.
Like, who on this list makes you go to DEF CON 2
okay.
if they approach? Now, here's the thing. I am on DEF CON 2 with everybody. So my old lady will be like, oh, yeah, so at work, the whatever guy. I'll be like, who's that guy? What do you mean? What do you mean he gave you an umbrella to keep? Who gives you an umbrella? He wants something in return for that umbrella. Like, I'll be unreasonable.
You
like,
do?
If anybody talks to her, like, I never was really all that overprotective or anything. But these days, like, it's I've realized that if she would lower her own bar low enough to allow me in,
anybody
can get in that door.
Yes.
And I've got to really be on guard here. Like, that, I'm concerned. Like, as the years have worn on, and I'm like, I can't even believe you married me, and you've done the most, you know, relatively unspeakable things with me. With me. Maybe you'll do it with anybody. I look back at my gawky teen years when I was, you know, when I was 16, we started dating, and, like, I had the mullet, like, just horrendous acne. Giant nose made even more protruding and beak-like because of my skinny-ass face. And, like, just horrible. About the only thing I had going for myself back then was that I wasn't fat yet. But for the most part, pretty horrific. So now I'm like, wow, what? I can't even believe she used to kiss that face and do other things.
And now you want to torture yourself by looking at the 25... most handsome men of all time.
Well, yeah, no, it's concerning. It's really concerning that I know I'm not on the list. I'm not anywhere close to the list. I'm pretty sure I agree with you. I definitely agree with you, in fact, that she married below her pay grade. And now I don't want anyone talking to her. But you have a different set of standards, but you seem to not know who's handsome or not. So
it does throw me off.
Yeah. So like number one of 26, which, you know, I don't know why you start with number one, Harper's Bazaar.
Do we want to scroll down to 26 then and build up?
Well, I'm going to just assume it's just a mixed list here. I'm not going to take it in any order here.
Okay, fair enough.
Right. So Paul Newman is at number one on the harpersbazaar.com list of the 25 most beautiful men of all time. I almost can't say it. Paul Newman, yeah?
Yes, definitely. And the reason that I would agree with that is I remember when, like, my freshman year at Marquette, there was a guy, I don't remember his name, and I don't even think you would have known him all that well either. And he was like, oh, the girls dug him. And I remember women at school were like saying that he kind of looks like a young Paul Newman. And that was like the first time that I realized like kind of a more masculine men are attractive to women. Because in high school, it was always like, it was the late 80s and the early 90s. So it was still kind of new wave haircuts. And like the dudes were still kind of ladylike looking.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden when I went to college, and then the grunge thing came in and people were getting a little bit grittier. And then I heard women be like, oh, he's gorgeous. He looks like Paul Newman, like a young Paul Newman. And I was like, oh, they really do kind of like that rugged thing. So Paul Newman is on the list.
Yeah, he looks, I like that dude, right? I liked that dude.
Yes.
Like he was a man's man. Dude,
but yes. And he has that. I get that. I get why women would go, I like that. I want that in my home.
Well, I want women to want that.
Yes.
I don't want them to like girly men. Johnny Depp is number two here. And it's like from 21 Jump Street, Johnny Depp.
Yeah. See, that's a tough photo to look at, because that's kind of going back to that sort of, he looks pretty there.
Yeah, he looks soft. I don't want chicks to want this.
Yeah. So I know he's attractive. And I get why he's attractive, but he looks, in this particular picture, I have to say, he doesn't look like a ladies' man. He looks like he's a pretty boy.
Yeah, he looks, you could totally tranny him up, I think, pretty easily.
So I would say, yeah, I think it's transition now. I don't think we're allowed tranny, but we'll go for it.
Oh, tranny stands for transvestite, not transitioned.
I know, but I think that's kind of taboo now to say tranny.
Oh, well, I get good.
I'm
good
not
luck.
Telling you to beep it out.
Yeah,
I'm just saying.
I'm not going to be able to interface with the world of today or the future. It's okay. Just not. I'm going to sound always like I'm like 85 and I'm calling people colored and stuff. Like, yeah, I'm just going to sound like I'm from a different time.
You're always the problem.
Tom Hardy. It says here, Tom Hardy is an undeniably sexy man. I absolutely love seeing him in a suit.
I disagree. Actually, let's hit up number three and number four. So, like, Tom Hardy, and then number four is Ryan Gosling.
Yeah.
Ryan Gosling just looks like a dude to me. There's nothing wrong with him, but there's nothing where you... And Tom Hardy looks...
I don't know who Tom Hardy is.
Tom Hardy was... Oh, he was in that movie... It was that really bad mixed martial arts movie, like The Warrior or something.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Where he's fighting his brother. And I had a guy tell me, dude, this movie is so good. I was like crying at the end of it. I'm like, really? And I watched it. And then at the end of the movie, it's a movie where two brothers fight each other in a competition. And like the one brother's like fighting the other brother and like choking him and like, I love you, buddy. I love you. It felt so weird. I was like, this movie's giving me weird sensations. It was so creepy.
Yeah.
So he was in that. And then Ryan Gosling, he's been a bunch of like action.
Yeah, I don't know
rom-coms.
Who the hell he is either. I mean, I do, but I don't. I don't. Yeah, I can't pick anything out.
I don't get it. Like, I look at a Paul Newman. So out of the first four, I look at a Paul Newman, and there's a rugged handsomeness that you don't see every day. And I get why women would go, I like that. I like that. I want that coming through the house. Not that there's anything wrong with these other guys, but to say like best looking ever. Tom Hardy, his expression in this face, he looks like he would be punch drunk.
Yeah.
He looks like he's a bad white boxer.
Yeah, my DEFCON does not go below three around when these dudes come up. Now, number five is Seth Rogen. And
come on now. Stop.
Seth did not make the list,
no,
I don't think.
Not. He did not.
It's Idris Elba.
Right, and that was kind of...
Is that how you say his name? Wasn't he the guy who was going to be Bond, and then they said no, and then people were like, you don't want a black Bond, you're racist. Yes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And I would almost have to see him as Bond to really know if he's that suave. So I mean, maybe I don't know.
Getting Bond, but not being Bond.
Well, I don't know. I mean, I don't know. I'd have to see him in the role. I'm not. I'm up for a black Bond. I have no opposition to it. Now, I have to say, though, skipping ahead, and I was surprised to see this guy on the list. And then, but then when I saw him on the list and with the picture, I was kind of like, I get it. Number six is Joe Strummer.
Yeah, I can't even believe he made this list. How old is the person making this list?
But at the same point, like, you look at that picture, he's got, like, the thick, curly head of hair. And
Joe Strummer from The Clash.
From The Clash, yeah. Yes. I'm sorry. I kind of didn't fill in the blanks there for those of you that don't know Joe Strummer. Yeah. But
his name indicates that he's probably played guitar at some point.
But at the same point, like, I kind of get it. He's got like a rebel. He's got like a rebel without a cause.
Well, this particular picture does. Yeah,
I know. And that's the only thing I'm going off of.
And like the wooden matchstick in your mouth. Yeah, he does. Yeah, my DEFCON, just when you're a musician, don't come near my old lady if you're a musician.
Yes, I do think he would fit the criteria.
Yeah, I don't know who Gabriel Mock is, so we're going to skip over him and we'll go to him. Dylan Reeder. I don't know. You know that guy?
No, I don't, but just taking a quick look at him, he seems like that's in a year to two or three is what your daughters are going to think a hot, rebellious man is. I don't know that other women would look at that because he's a little boyish, but since he's got the facial hair and he looks like he, in the picture, it looks like he's actually thinking about smoking the cigarette that's in his fingers.
Yeah, no.
I think that would work. I think that's masculinity for a younger lady, but not a woman.
Yeah, I guess he's a model. Models.
No, he's a professional skateboarder.
Okay, well, he's modeling for DKNY, whatever that is. So, but Steve McQueen is on this list, dude.
Yes.
Which, again, that's that Paul Newman, like, man's man.
Yes, it is. I think that's the prototype of the classic handsome man. Like, I have said in the past, Steve McQueen is the man that I know I never could be, but would want to be. Like, I could never be Steve McQueen. I love Steve McQueen.
Really?
I love Steve McQueen, all his movies.
Because of the Great Escape.
Well,
car
and
scene.
Bullet. No.
Bullet is the car scene, yes.
Bullet's the car scene.
Yes.
But, like, all those movies, he was, like, always, like, just, he could do the man about town thing, but then the rugged thing and the smoldering thing. I can do none of those things. Plus, in his own time, like Paul Newman, they both raced cars.
Yeah, that's what it is. You're a car guy. Dude, Pharrell Williams is on this list.
Now,
like, my DEFCON doesn't go below five if he comes around.
Now,
those hats alone make me go.
I agree with you. Now, for his, I mean, the dude is remarkable in how youthful he looks for his age. And I get why
black
women
don't crack, dude.
I disagree with you. You always hit that hard, but there are black people who crack like crazy. I don't think that you can say that across
the board. That's not true.
That is true. Like Greg Oden?
No, but again, like he took like a human growth hormone and he was like eight or something. Him and LeBron James, they were doing something in high school.
Well, no, there are other black people that
there were
like
street
Oden.
Agents like, you know, giving them injections of something.
Right.
Their bone structure is like broken.
Okay, well, I do think that there are some blacks that crack. However, I do think Pharrell Williams, he's just a little too skinny.
Yeah, you know, he's just too soft.
Too wispy-like. Yeah, no, I don't get why he would be on this list. Now, you go down a little bit further, and you see someone like a John Hamm.
Yeah, that Don Draper thing. I never understood that show. It was boring.
Yeah.
And I don't understand the attraction to him. But again.
It's a little more masculine.
The Paul Newman type of like chiseled DEFCON 2.
Right.
For sure.
And then below that, the other Paul Newman. This is the archetype for like handsome men, Robert Redford. So you look at McQueen, Robert Redford, Paul Newman. You even kind of skip ahead, like, doesn't Brad Pitt looks like those dudes, right?
Yeah. I don't know, man.
I think there's a Hollywood type where they just fit them in. Like, we know, we can project in a year or two time that these people will look like this. Let's, let's go forward.
Mm-hmm. I'm surprised I have not heard my old lady say anything about Chris Bryant. and I, there's no sports guys on here, but there is Zac Efron on here. And whenever I see Chris Bryan, I think of Zac Efron, and I know that Zac Efron is the gay community's favorite person of all time.
He's
like
up
they
there,
really
definitely.
Like his birthday is like celebrated in the gay community.
Definitely, definitely.
And I'm surprised my old lady has ever been like, "Oh, who's that?" Well, look at his eyes. Because every time I see him on the bench, I'm kind of, I get the vapors.
Yeah, but you know what though? He's a, he fits the prettier category.
Exactly.
I can tell you who the lady is like at the office.
Yeah.
They like Javier Baez. Because he's kind of got
really?
That, yeah, they think he's got a little bit attitude.
He shaves like lines into his head like it's 1989.
No, but they're only seeing with That's the horrible. Hat on or the helmet. And then they like when he like kind of like clapping the hands together. Or he's making faces. They think he's like kind of this like rugged, masculine Latin man. They dig that.
He looks like Gerardo.
But they dig his antics. And especially in this series, in the playoffs, he's really kind of come alive. He's been animated. He seems real cocky, and he's got a swagger to him. The ladies at the office like Javier Baez.
That's disappointing.
Well, they're younger.
He looks younger. Yeah, I know. And that dude comes around, I'm locking the doors of my car.
Yeah, but I think that's the bad boy thing.
Exactly.
They like the bad boy thing.
Very bad. Very, very bad.
Very bad. You're a very bad, bad man.
Muy malo.
He lives on the same floor as Paul in Boys Town.
Really?
Yeah. A couple of the
cups in that building. Could Javi go that way?
No, I think he has a girlfriend and she's with child, I believe. I could be wrong. Maybe I'm confusing him and Elmora.
I don't understand being straight and living in Boys Town because
it's
like
so. It's right by the ballpark.
It is, but it's so gay. Like it's just too gay. If you're not gay.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't live there. I mean, I don't mind going there, but I wouldn't live there.
This exercise is starting to creep me out. So I'm just going. I'm going rapid fire here,
please.
And like, you know, Christian Bale's on here. Joaquin
okay, this
Phoenix.
I have a problem with Christian Bale because he and I are the exact same age, same day, same year, and I think he's a jerk. And it does have. It bothers me when I see Christian Bale doing better in life than me. He's my life rival, so that does bother
really?
Me. We're the exact same age.
Does it bother you that Marlon Brando and Benicio del Toro are on this
Marlon
list?
Marlon Brando, no, when he was younger. And funny enough, you bring up Marlon Brando because the girls, like two, 3 weeks ago, about a week ago, were talking about how they saw some old movie with Marlon Brando and how gorgeous he was. And I've seen those old movies and I'm like, okay, it's hard to believe now when you think about him. But when he was a young man, he was a handsome dude. The Del Toro thing, I don't get. That is the classic women and handsome men and how they get it wrong. I don't understand without knowing what he was like personally and like maybe him casting a spell on you. I don't understand why someone would go to a movie theater and be wowed by him and get the vapors. I don't understand that one.
Yeah. No, so I'm leery of funny people. There's not really any funny dudes on this list.
No, let's see.
There's no funny ones. They're all like, they're all, you know, either pretty boys or the rugged dudes.
Yeah.
So I'm leery of those guys. And I'm also leery of my old lady's into, she's into Han Solo.
Harrison Ford?
Yeah, she's into Harrison Ford. And I'm like, so anybody who kind of reminds me of him, I'm kind of like, get away.
Yeah,
those are the people I alpha male first. To
well,
make
and
them
I could
back
see,
down.
I could see back in the day, even now, I could see the appeal of a Harrison Ford. He's kind of that, he is that kind of that cool as ice bad boy. Crashes a plane multiple times and survives.
Yeah, somehow has a horseshoe up his butt, never dies. He's unkillable.
Yes, we always brag about what a great pilot he is because he survives these crashes, yet we never question why he's always crashing.
I think people really think he did fly the Millennium Falcon.
Yeah.
They give him too much credit.
Yes, and then they don't want to double down or double back to a childhood memory and ruin it.
I think that your straightness is applaudable. I'm going to applaud your straightness. This is just boils down to you being super straight, shockingly.
Yeah, super comfortable.
Now, when
super straight,
when the pendulum swings the other way, I'm interested in your thoughts on that. When an ugly dude fritters away a hot lady,
Oh, it boggles the mind.
Yeah, and that happened this week. A Chicago icon frittered away a fine honey.
What was he thinking?
No, he wasn't thinking. And I never realized how ugly he was until somebody on my list compared him to Osama bin Laden. And I was like, ooh. The dead Osama bin Laden picture? That's ugly.
When it comes to finding a holistic doctor near you, where can you turn for help? When you need a cancer doctor who will advocate for a non-surgical, non-chemical course of treatment, where can you find her? When you need a chiropractor or acupuncturist, when you need help with ailments that many doctors and even hospitals just plain turn away, like Lyme disease, who can help you with natural solutions and strategies for diabetes? When you need help to find an integrative, functional, complementary, alternative approach, option, and practitioner, the Health Freedom Network is there. Since 2009, the Health Freedom Network has been a leading resource for natural medicine and health information and research. Now we're also your best resource to give you access to the top docs in a number of specialties, from cancer to stroke, and in modalities from chiropractic to dentistry. The Health Freedom Network's directory at healthfreedomnetwork.com. Better information for better choices. Find your new health practitioner at www.healthfreedomnetwork.com.
Jones and Mike Worldwide at jonesandmike.com. 312-957-7210. Hashtag Jones and Mike.
Jones, where were you when you first learned that Scottie Pippen finally put his tip in and got caught?
I was sitting at my desk at work, and I was in shock. This happening 10 years, 15 years ago, 10 years ago, maybe. But the dude is now in his early 50s. And he decides he's going to toss away a 19-year marriage.
Yeah.
Over a couple of whorish ladies.
Oh, he had a
down
couple?
On South Bend. Well,
South Beach.
South Beach. Oh, did I say South Bend? Well, I mean, that's how would even be more insulting.
He's on hard times, but he's right. Not having to go to South Bend to find women. Like, I don't think anybody finds attractive women in South Bend. The most ugly women of all time. Even that girls' college next to Notre Dame.
St. Mary's?
Yeah. Like, even they're fugly.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know enough about St. Mary's to really disparage to the ladies over there. But I would venture a guess that the ladies on South Beach are a little more attractive than the ladies on South
Beach. Yeah, man.
But yeah, I couldn't believe it because his woman, Larsa Pippen, which
Larsa?
Sounds terrible. Yeah, that's how you say it, Larsa.
Larsa Pippen. She probably just wants to get out from under that horrible name.
It is a horrible name.
Yeah.
But I mean, she was always so hot. And I get it. When they met, he was a champion bull. He had millions of dollars. There was huge appeal there. He's not the best looking dude. But she's like smoking. They get married. She cranks out 4 kids. Stays smoking. And stayed by him when he was going through all these financial nightmares. Like, didn't he have to declare bankruptcy? And he was coming out, he was going to court, like trying to recoup some of his money. And if he recouped $1 million, he like walked out and he was in tears. Like, do you remember that whole story?
He was in tears. Oh my God.
He was like crying coming out of court because there was some advisor of his had invested in buying a plane and he didn't know about it. And somehow he recouped some of the costs. He came out like crying. Like, even actually a couple weeks ago, his wife publicly came out and called out Christian Laettner.
What?
Because they had loaned Christian Laettner $400,000 and he has not paid them back.
Oh,
so
my
like
God.
So it's like she's gone through.
Christian Laettner's like rounding the corner, seeing Pippen walking down the street, and he's like running the other way.
Yes.
Like in a box.
Oh, well, I think Christian Laettner, I believe, declared bankruptcy.
Oh, my God. Imagine how sick you'd feel if you loaned somebody $400,000 and then they went belly up and you know you're never going to see that dough again.
Yes. So, I mean, imagine what this woman has went through. Like, it hasn't been that glorious. Like, the lady that marries Jonathan Taves, she at least on her wedding day has to think, I'm going down the primrose path here. Life is easy. Mm-hmm. You had to think Larsa was thinking that same thing. It has not been that. The marriage after 19 years falls apart, and it's because Scottie Pippen wants to go around chasing ladies on South Beach. It boggles the mind. Why would you want to bring that into your life at this point in your life?
When you've already married totally above your pay grade.
Way up. It doesn't even matter that he's an NBA Hall of Famer and he's made millions of dollars. She is still above his pay grade. Easily.
Well, okay. Have you seen this picture of Larsa? Sporting the bikini, giant, sunglasses,
yeah.
And just, that's not what you're describing.
Wait a minute.
She's kind of blumpy, dude. She's kind of blumpy. Oh, yeah, it's hard to see on this computer. I have a privacy screen, so nobody at work can see that I'm doing non-work.
I still don't know. That body's
wrecked, dude.
No,
but
I don't.
But he should
say
be
that.
Loyal. He should be like, she's been through the ringer. And I'm ugly. And he should reward her with good behavior.
Yes. The flip side of this, though, is... Well, not the flip side. To continue along your track, why at this point in your life, you're 51 going on 52, would you even want to introduce all this other... Knowing what's at risk, why would you want to introduce other who are ladies into your life? I mean, honestly...
Yeah, those are the trappings of youth.
I tell you what, go quickly while Google, damn it, what the hell is his name? James Bond dude, Remington Steele, what was his name?
What was
it? Terrible.
Name?
We're both having a senior
moment. Mrs. Doubtfire.
Google Remington Steele. Just do this. Everyone will be patient. They'll hang out.
Oh, I know. Totally.
Steel.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. Now, what's his name?
Now I can't even find his name. Even Google's saying, like, no, he's just known as Remington Steele.
Oh, come on. There's got to be like a Wikipedia,
post.
Right?
I'll fix this in post.
It's Pierce Brosnan.
Pierce Brosnan.
Okay.
Great
put in
name.
Google Pierce Brosnan and wife.
Pierce Brosnan.
And wife. And put beach. Beach.
Wife. Beach. Okay. Oh.
Look at that one.
Oh.
Okay.
Oh, mother.
Now.
Wow.
Now, Pierce Brosnan is famous for staying incredibly loyal to his wife. Look at her. Look at what Pippin had, and he couldn't stay loyal
this
to
woman
his
is
wife.
Is twice Pierce's size.
Yeah, yes. Yes. And Pierce could go out to the Viagra Triangle and walk off with a 31-year-old honey tonight. You get tonight.
Wow. She
no
is a,
problem.
What did Ken Bone say? She is a beautiful
submarine.
Human submarine.
Yes, she's a human submarine. She is absolutely a human submarine. And I'm not saying that to be mean-spirited towards her, although it sounds impossible for me not to be mean-spirited towards her when I'm referring to her as a human submarine. However, I'm looking at her and Pierce Brosnan and going, Pierce Brosnan... So much better looking the older man than the Scottie Pippen, and he's staying with that lady.
Look at that side profile of Pierce, though, dude. Like, that's my body right there, and that's
but
not
how
good.
Old, yeah, but Pierce is like 62 years old.
Yeah, but no, Pierce has his own personal dietitian and personal trainer.
I am just a man. No,
in an unfinished basement.
Look at Pierce's chest and arms. They're still tight. They're still
something
there.
BS. No, like, now that
wrong.
I see that, I go, like, no, that's about right.
No way.
You're
crazy. You're crazy. Crazy.
Like, I bet she's super grateful.
She could be. And
I bet
the point
she does
is not
the most
to necessarily
unspeakable things to his Remington Steele.
She may. I would think she would have to. And the point is not to hammer Remington and his lady, but it's to continue
hold
to
him up
my
as
mind.
as the gold standard of loyalty.
Okay,
she was with me when I was a nobody.
Okay, at what point...
The least I can do is be into her large body.
And here's the flip side. Larsa was with Scotty when he was a somebody and stayed with him when he was a nobody.
Yeah, now he's so broke he has to be like a Bulls ambassador.
Right.
Just to make a few shekels.
And she was staying with him, right?
Yeah.
So I ask you, married father of four, Remington Steele body.
Yes.
At what point... Does a man simply go, it doesn't matter what else is out there. I couldn't imagine inviting that level of headache.
Are you crazy? No.
Into my life.
No, we're all self-destructive beings who will find a glimmer of opportunity, if it presents itself, to ruin our own lives.
So
every time.
You could see yourself as the South Beach.
Well, of course, yes, of course, yes.
I'm not saying it challenging, I'm asking.
No, of course, yes. Of course, we are all stupid, stupid men. So I'm not surprised. What I'm surprised is at is, like, Larsa must have just gotten tired of it. Like, maybe this was, like, public, TMZ reported on it. It was embarrassing. Like, I got to imagine a Larsa knows that her old man is doing all sorts of stuff doesn't really care, except if it gets publicly revealed and it embarrasses her or she just reaches her breaking point.
I suppose. I look down the Scottie Pippen angle of it, and I just think, or from his perspective, and I think, like, you kind of did all right. You got a good thing. Do you really want the other headache? Knowing that you've gone through all this other headache.
Yeah.
Certainly your other former ex-NBA players, they've had to come up to you and be like, dude, divorce is a bitch.
Yeah.
Scotty, you do not want to do this, man. And I know you've gone through some tough years and you've at least built this back up. But I'm telling you, man, you do not want this headache.
Yeah, you do not want this on you.
And here's the other thing too, like, can libido be muscle memory? Because men, once they get to the other side of 50, they talk about, noticeably the libido's fallen off. I even heard John Stamos in an interview say that.
Oh, really? That's delightful.
He's got to have women just, not got to, he does. He even talks about it. Like, women just throw themselves at him, and he's like, no, I can tell over the years, no, the libido's not what it was. And I gotta think, like, that's John Stamos.
And just so we're clear, libido is the drive to even want to do it.
Yes.
That's not like erectile dysfunction.
No. Yeah. No,
it's like he doesn't even want to have sex.
He's just like, quiet night in, good meal, sex.
Stamos has to be like,
I'll have sex tomorrow, I'm gonna have quiet night.
Yeah, but he's John Stamos. He's like, I have at least, probably twice a day. So he's like got like 730 chances a year.
Yes.
To have sex.
Yes.
Maybe three times a day. Maybe he's over 1,000 times a year. So he can take a few nights off.
He can, but he's even noticing a slowdown in production. So I think as someone a similar age.
So you're thinking like, Scotty, like, I can't even believe that you're still like, you have the vital enough to want to do two women in South Beach.
Was it a
threesome?
No, I don't know how many women he had. I don't have the number on that. However,
you know what though? I heard he won't stay in for 1.8 seconds, so it's okay. Oh, it's got to be. Wow. That's why he needs two at a time.
Wow. That was funny and sports.
Yeah, he needs to like line them up, man. So good for, on the one hand, good for him. Who knows? Maybe Larsa is like crazy in addition to having like a blubby body.
I think you're being unfair.
Well,
to Larsa.
You're making it sound like she's a hard body. So in addition
There are other pictures you can look around.
Hey, man, that one says it all.
Well, no, because sometimes. No.
But again, good on her. She had four kids. God love her.
Yeah, no, but you're crazy.
And still, I would still be all about Larsa. So.
Yeah, no, I think she actually does look good in that shot. And like chicks that look like that have the bikini body, they can trim it down and tighten up quick.
Maybe, but
no,
besides that, maybe she's a raving lunatic behind closed doors, and he's like, oh my God, I need to go to South Bend and get a couple of St. Mary's chicks and forget that I'm in this hell.
I guess it's not possible, but don't you put that on him again because he stayed around in the relationship long enough to produce four children. Don't you, after a second child, go, okay, definitely not a third. First two on me, yes. But definitely I am not putting a third child inside of this woman.
Oh, man. That's graphic, what you just said. That's graphic. You know what this is? This is the rigors of parenting rearing its ugly head, because I know all about that, Jones, all about it. And I'm having conversations with my children that, frankly, I don't want to be having. But they need to hear what an ugly, ugly world it is. And honestly, because my two oldest kids are daughters, I talk to them an awful lot about how crappy dudes are. Like, I don't want them to be lesbians, but I'm kind of letting them know the ugly truth behind men. And now that I know how much you like dudes, I'm going to keep them away from you.
I've been very happy with the fish oil that I've received. I trust that it's PCB, mercury-free, it's clean, it's wild-caught, and it's the best stuff that I found.
Chris is just one of thousands of satisfied Pacific Rim customers around the world and here in Chicago. You need omega-3s daily, but most of us here in Chicago do not get nearly enough of them from our diet. Even worse, if you're like me, you eat too much beef, and that drives up your omega-6s. Those are the omegas that lead to inflammation in your joints and in your arteries. As I like to say, omega-3s counteract the beef sandwiches. They lower cholesterol, reduce inflammation, joint and back pain, boost brain function and eyesight, improve circulation and performance, open your lungs, and give you a healthier heart. Why are you not getting all of these benefits from Pacific Rim Omegas? Try Pacific Rim for free. Just pay the shipping. This is an exclusive offer just for listeners of this radio station. Go to radio.mydailyomega.com. And get your free trial of Pacific Rim. Go to radio.mydailyomega.com.
Jones and Mike Rule 1 at jonesandmike.com. 312-957-7210. Hashtag Jones and Mike.
Jones, this week my daughter, the oldest, comes to me and is like, oh, I was just chatting with, you know, Ben. And I'm like, oh, who's Ben? And she's like, oh, this boy I met online in Arkansas. And I'm like, a boy you met online in Arkansas? What are you talking about? She tells me a little bit more, and I'm like, are you sure this is a boy? I'm like, I don't... And she's like, well, yeah, I saw his profile picture. And I'm like, hey, Dumbo, do you know what predatory men do? They pretend to be kids, and they groom you. It's called grooming. And I start going into all these terms, and it got... Eventually, she was being so, you know, problematic about it, where she was rejecting and eye-rolling, and everything I said was wrong, and you don't know, Dad, and all this. So finally, I just took the gloves off, and I'm like, look, there are dudes, honest to God, who will trick you into meeting them. They will abduct you. They will put you in a cage in their basement. They will F-word you. And then they will kill you and leave you in a cornfield somewhere, like a spilatro. And I, as the F-word came out of my mouth...
So you said it.
I did say it. I said the F-dash-dash-dash word, the mother of all swear words. And not even like in a darn it fashion. I meant what it means.
Yes.
And I said it to my daughter, 13 years old. But I was so like, you must know, people, it's an ugly, evil world. So I say unto you, sir, did I go too far?
No, you did not go too far. Now, how did she react when you hit the F word, like really punched it in the proper use of the word? Did she recoil? Did she get it?
That kind of was a showstopper.
Okay. Well, that's good.
No more
that's
eye
the
rolling.
Intent.
Yeah.
That's the intent. Well, because this week I was on Facebook and I noticed one of my friends was making put up a post about her child coming home from school, and her child came home and there was a letter from the teacher, and it said, "Hey, just I'm kind of summarizing, but we had a lockdown practice. If there was any kind of grave situation, you know, kind of the active shooter scenario."
Yeah, my kids had one of those recently.
So
too.
Where we go here, and this is how we handled it. But now her kids are small. They're young. But they handle it like sometimes like there was a school where a deer got loose, and this is what would happen, and blah, blah, blah.
Really? They concoct this great, fantastic tale, and the kids
well,
buy
no,
that?
Well, that, no, that is actually awesome. A story that has happened where a deer got loose in a school, like some rural school.
Yeah, it sounds like something like
this actually really
Saskatoon.
Happened.
In Canada,
right.
That happens all the time.
Right, but still, they use that as a jumping off point of why we're doing this. But the parents know it's because of a practice, they're practicing in case there's an active shooter.
Right.
Now, in the girl's post was, you know, this broke my heart, what a sad, sick world to know that my daughter had to practice for an active shooter coming into the school. You know, and it was, you know, she was obviously very disturbed by that. Now, I get it on the surface. I understand why that would be upsetting just in black and white. But even as I read it, I thought to myself, like, if my kid came home, now again, I do not have children, so I'm guessing what I would be like. But if my kid came home and said that there was like kind of an active shooter practice, I don't know that that would really disturb me to where I would feel like I need to express it. And I'm not criticizing this person who did this at all. They wanted to get something off their chest. They feel it was disturbing. And yes, an active shooter being around a school is disturbing. But practicing for that, my initial reaction was, I don't think I would be that upset about it. And then secondarily, I was kind of like, well, I do think, and this is to your point about how you're addressing Elise about talking to possibly some strange man from Arkansas.
Yeah, probably.
Kids, yeah, they do need to know that there are bad people out there, that there are active shooters, that there are school shootings, things of that nature, that people are going to try to drag you into a van. And it was when I saw that post, I was like, no, I do think that we need to appropriately and not make it like a consistent or constant thing. Consistent, yes. Constant, no. But you do need to get into their head that there are... I don't think this is a hateful world, a completely dangerous world.
Oh, really?
But if you're oblivious to it, if you're oblivious to that element that's out there, yes, I do think there's a problem. No, I do. I think it's a completely dangerous world. No, I live in one of the most dangerous cities in the country. I talk about it. I even have noticed how much more dangerous it's gotten.
You're from the concrete playground, man.
Overwhelmingly, people function in that city and they don't run into a problem. So I never want to overstate how grim this world is. I think it's too easy to do that. However, having said that, I do think it is something that needs to be addressed regularly. And I think this notion of, I don't know, it seems like where we were as kids to now, everything is so protected and organized. Like a kid never just goes a couple blocks over to their friend's house. It must be a play date. And
yeah,
everything,
really?
But that everything is
well,
just,
you have a very interesting perspective on child rearing.
And again, it's from a vantage point. Like I'm talking from the bleachers, my perspective.
Well, no, you're right on. In some ways, I disagree with the evils of the world. Maybe because I am a creepy dude, but like dudes are predators.
Yes, dudes are predators.
And like you look back, like you are not a predator.
No,
but like you're the outlier. Most dudes spent their entire childhood, teen years, 20s, 30s, like telling lies to women to get them in bed, doing anything they could.
Yeah, but when you're talking about...
Short of spiking a drink, and sometimes maybe even like giving them too much to drink and to loosen them up. And like dudes are naturally wired to be predators.
You think over 50% of men are predators?
Yes. Oh, yes. Yes,
I don't think so.
Are active predators or once have been to the point where they could regress. There's a recidivism to their predatory nature.
I don't.
You put a dude in South Bend and look out, ladies, look out.
All right. Well, we'll disagree on that.
I get on the elevator at work this week, and she's like 26. Says she works on my team. She's like, she looked a little tired. I'm like, oh, what's up? You know, watching the Cubs or something last night. She's like, no, I'm into those murder drama shows on Dateline and stuff.
Oh,
I watch those till like 1 a.m. every night. I can't stop watching them.
Oh my God.
And I'm like, really? You've seen one, you've seen them all. It's always the husband did it. And it's all women in the elevator. And I'm like, I got two daughters. I'm constantly telling them, stay away from dudes. And they all burst out laughing. And one was howling. And I'm like, yeah, no, you know what I'm talking about. You know how dastardly dudes are. Women know the most. You've got to be on your guard. So look, if I'm going to be the overdoing it dad who's telling them that they're going to be in cages and they're going to be left to die like a spilatro.
And I do, I don't disagree with you on that. I do think you should put the fear of God.
Because the rest of the world is going to not even discuss it.
Well, you know, no, I agree with you. I do think you should put the fear of God into them. And even, you know, last night when we were out playing poker with our buddies, and our buddy Kevin brought out, he had a handgun he was showing you. You guys are all these concealed carry. Either you got the concealed carry or you want to get the concealed carry.
Or we illegally conceal carry like I do.
Yeah. Well, I was trying to stay away from that, but okay. And you know me, I hate guns. I'm not into it at all.
Yeah, you get torn up about it. It's okay. It was just a gun.
Let's protect our ladies.
That's right.
Anyway, but when Kevin brought out his Glock Magnum thing, whatever it was.
It was funny.
He brought in, he was talking about concealed carry, and it was amazing how he could just, you could have that in the pocket of your jeans, in a fleece. No one would see it. You could have it in a purse over your shoulder.
Well, that people would notice, I think, if you had a purse on, Jones.
Well, I'm just saying, here's why I say that. I saw that, you know, I hate guns. I'm totally pro gun rights, but I hate guns. I would never want to own one. But the second I saw how compact that mechanism of death was.
Mechanism of death?
My immediate reaction was, man, there should not be a stigma to a chick walking around with one of those things. Yeah. If it's that easy to have on you.
That's right.
So I get that.
Every woman should have the gift of fear and should be appropriately trained and armed.
So to that end, I agree with you. You need to put the fear of God into Elise, into those parents who get heartbroken. And I'm not saying that they're bad parents or emotionally, you know, off to be heartbroken when they see a letter come home from school about an active shooter. But I do think, well, no, I don't. If that's someone's emotional reaction, that's fine. It's how you handle it. I don't think that we should run away from those realities, though.
No, yeah, not only be honest with the kids, because they're eyes and ears there too. Like if there's something amiss or they see some dude out of the ordinary, and it'll be a dude. Like, look, mass murders done by dudes with very few exceptions.
Yeah.
Dudes are the danger.
Yeah. No, that I'm not arguing that when there is a dangerous person out there, 9 out of 10 times it's a dude.
So you have to you have to mobilize. It's all hands on deck. You got to mobilize the kids to be on the lookout. And moreover, rather than get pissed at the school or being pissed at the world because your school has to take time out of the day to do this, which I remember doing tornado drills and stuff. So you just have to do these types of drills. It's not a big deal. But beyond that, I'm more pissed that the schools don't proactively arm teachers. You last night saw the cutest, tiniest little gun that you ever did see. Yeah. It has a safety in the trigger. It's a Glock. Yeah. It's a 380. It's small. Put it in your purse. Put it in your desk. These teachers should be armed and they should be trained so that every school has 50 armed people in it.
I think it
and
should be.
And the kids are on the lookout for anything amiss. And once you do that, no more active shooters at schools.
Man, I don't think that it has to be a mandatory. I think I'm comfortable if someone wants to have that option, but I don't think people have to be made.
Well, let's be honest then. I would then want my kids to be in the classroom of Mr. McGillicuddy, who's got the 380 in his desk.
Well, that's fine, but I don't think that now should become an absolute requirement to teaching, that you go out, you get a teacher's teaching certificate or a degree in education, and then you also get a FOID card and you're regularly going to a gun range. Now, if there is a teacher that wants to do that,
They should be allowed.
Yes, I do see it, especially since I see oh my God. When Kevin put that gun in his pocket, like his jeans pocket, you couldn't see it at all. There's no way that the kids would know or see it. I'm sure things get out there and they'd know, like Mr. McGillicuddy's got a burner, but.
Yeah, or a boner. Something's amiss.
Well, no, now see, now look. Now,
what's
maybe,
with the balls,
maybe,
Mr. McGillicuddy?
Maybe he's a predator.
Well, he's, of course, by virtue of having testicles. Predator.
Oh, geez. So now we want to arm our predators. Now I'm rethinking
this
whole thing.
Yes, I do. Because it's like, at least use that killer instinct for good.
How old are you before you can get a FOID card? 16, 18?
That's a great question, man.
Because
I don't know.
Like kids in the South, you can have a gun, right?
Yeah.
Like you can shoot, they go hunting.
Yeah, I'm sure it varies by state. So.
So what's concealed carry? Is there an age limit on it? Like conceivably could a kid... bring a gun to school?
Well, no, because it's no guns can be in school.
Okay,
they put that little sticker
saying,
on the door.
I'm just saying. But at what age could Elise or Grace go walking around with a burner in their purse?
Yeah, see, I'm not even...
I'm just saying, I'm asking
you're,
the
what
question.
You're saying on paper sounds right, but it like in practice, like getting
no,
my
I'm
daughters
No, I'm asking, I'm not saying, I
armed,
would not suggest that, no.
If they're legally able to do it, I would feel a lot more comfortable with them going to prom if they had a gun on them. There's no question. One of us needs to be training a gun on these boys.
Okay.
It's either they do it or I do it.
Okay, but we don't know what that age is, though.
No.
You don't know.
No.
I know. I don't know. Okay.
No. But I feel like, you know, they should have martial arts training. They should basically be able to, you know, if nothing else, like have the instruction of, like, hey, poke him in the eye, kick him in the groin, run the other way.
Yeah.
Like, be prepared. You're going to need this at some point.
When are you going to do then with Elise, the poke him in the eye, kick him in
oh,
the
I've already training? Done all that. Oh, of course.
Training?
They know. Oh, they know.
Has she taken a groin shot on you?
No, but there'll be a tipping point. There will be a boiling point at some point in our relationship. Well, and she will kick me in the nads.
No, but I'm saying, like, for practice. Because here's my thing. Like, you've got to practice it. If you're going to...
You're right.
Put it in the, never mind the gun talk, but the proverbial pulling the trigger. If you can tell a woman 1,000 times, do this and do that and chop the hands down. But unless they routinely do that... You remember that video that you posted on the Jones and Mike Facebook page? Mm. And it was that, like, jiu-jitsu move that girls could do to choke a guy that was
with
attacking
his own shirt.
Them.
Yes. Right. Yeah. Yes.
And an extremely effective choke. But you would have to prep, and I know now.
That looks
from
so complicated.
Practice, no, it's not really, but you can't get a move wrong. Like, it really has to be kind of innate to you to be able to pull it off. Because to be able to pull it off, you have to have gotten halfway through the move before the guy even knew you started.
Mm.
And you can do that totally. Like, a collar choke is, like, vicious. Like, I've seen television. Like, you know, you get, like, that little blurred lines television.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the worst because you can pull on a person's arm or dig your nails in. But when someone is choking you with the material of your own clothing, there's nothing you can do but sit there and choke. So it's an excellent move. But you would
Plus,
have
the guy gets kind of tricked at first to thinking, like, ooh, she's starting to writhe.
Yes.
This is starting to work in my favor.
Yes.
I can't believe I had to get her so drunk.
Right. But... You have to practice that move, like, at least once a week, like, just do it two or three times.
Yeah. So I think what would be easier is if I enrolled them in Krav Maga, and then I looked into how young I can get them armed.
See, that's it. I don't know anything about training in Krav Maga, but I would think, like, that's all the eye poking and stuff. I'm really
and
a big...
And groin kicks, yeah.
Yeah, but and if they do those practice, if they really practice it, where it's, like, kind of full speed, then yes, I do feel that's effective.
If it's good enough for Ashton Kutcher, it's good enough for my daughter.
Yeah, see, I don't know if I've heard he does that, but I heard he does that from a dude we know. Like, I know he's a purple
belt. No. It was
jiu-jitsu.
Like in a magazine interview. He was in the Krav Maga class or something.
Yeah, I don't know. I'd like to see a Krav Maga class.
Look, they're either going to need Krav Maga training, and hopefully they'll learn and teach me how to say it. They're going to have to be armed, either that or they're going to have to be as large as Pierce Brosnan's wife. That's it. That is it. Those are your only options.
I'd say Pierce Brosnan's wife's pretty safe.
Look at her in this shot, dude. It's like she's coming ashore like some sort of a sperm whale. She's enormous.
And to be honest with you, that's her best shot. And I'm actually not... I'm not even, whatever. She
Pierce must be a boob man.
She must be. That must be it. And look, if she's happy and she wants to live her life like that, that's fine. But it's just turning it around to Pierce, it's like, dude, really? I don't see you two as a couple. That's unbelievable.
Like, she's so fat, like, it's clear that she's like, I don't care. Mama don't care.
No, she doesn't care. She doesn't
Mama
care.
Mama likes her Chinese food.
That's crazy to me that she's with Pierce Brosnan.
So what have we learned? We've learned that you think that Pierce Brosnan has rugged, good looks, and you want dudes to be that are manly to be wanted by women.
Yes, that's what I want for women.
You...
Believe. I also know that I can never be Steve McQueen.
Yeah, you admitted some shocking things. You have admitted that you believe that Scotty, no tippin' pippin', made a mistake going to South Bend.
Big mistake.
Always
stay away from those South Bend hotties.
And you think that his Pierce Brosnan's human submarine of a wife, not too bad on a frontal.
On the frontal, I'll take her. The side view, it's a little more than I can handle.